Describe an occasion when you waited a long time for a nice thing.
Do you think people like to wait for a long time?
No, I don't. Nowadays, people are very impatient. They want things to happen quickly and can't stand waiting, especially for a long time. For instance, when they order food, they expect it in about 10 minutes. If it takes more than 30 minutes, they get grumpy. Parcel delivery is another example. Waiting over a week for a parcel can lead to complaints, as quick delivery is expected, especially in China. On what occasions do people have to wait for a long time? People sometimes have to wait when they have appointments. For doctors or dentists, it's normal to have to wait. Sometimes these appointments run longer than expected, because the professionals are busy with other patients. Another example is parcel delivery. If a parcel is being shipped from abroad, it can take several weeks to receive the parcel. Why do most children have difficulties waiting for a long time? There are two main reasons. The first reason is that they don't understand time. For example, children have a hard time waiting for food at a restaurant. They can become impatient and act out. They don't understand why things take time. The second reason is lack of patience. Children don't have the skills or brain development to sit and wait quietly. They're usually too immature to be patient. What do people do while waiting? I think people usually pass the time on their phone when waiting. No one likes to wait, but phones are a good distraction. For example, when waiting at the dentist's office, people often scroll through their phones to avoid boredom. Some also listen to music or read, usually on their phones. That said, some places, like hair salons, still offer magazines for reading while waiting. Are most people patient while waiting? It depends. If people can distract themselves, then they can usually be patient while waiting. But if there's nothing to do, then most people will get impatient after a while. Besides, it's important to be clear and honest with information. If people are told they'll have to wait for 10 minutes but end up waiting for 30 minutes, they'll get frustrated. Getting inaccurate information can make people unhappy. Do people queue consciously while waiting for the subway train? Well, some countries have rules around queuing and others do not. In China, there isn't a rule, so most people don't queue. When the train arrives, passengers just go in as soon as the doors open, even if others are trying to get out. This is especially true during busy times in big cities like Shanghai. This can make things chaotic and even dangerous. I think having more staff and better oversight could help people line up in a more organized way. 雅思过过过，淘宝店铺原创。